Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the voice of St. Louis KMOX. People are staying at home a lot more, working from home, not leaving during isolation time during this pandemic. And I've heard so many friends that are having struggles, not only with their kids, but with each other, because I think, you know, let's go back to the caveman days. You know, the hunter and gatherer left and was gone for, you know, hours or days or weeks at a time. And another, you know, parent or parental subject would stay back at the cave. And now you have both parents in the cave for a lot of time. And that's why it is sad to say we are seeing a rise in divorce rates. Mark Hafner is my guest. And I don't even know where this conversation is going to go, Mark, but let's talk about your new book. It's called Exit Strategy. But exit may not be the only answer, right?
Absolutely not. No. You know, divorce should be a last-ditch effort more than anything else. If you guys can save your marriage, one of the things I actually recommend in the book is try and go to a therapist beforehand, see if you guys can work on communication.
Sure.
Divorce should be kind of the last option. But that being said, staying in an unhealthy relationship, especially if you have kids, I think studies have shown that that's also really bad for kids.
It's terribly sad.
Yes, it's not a happy time, and it's, you know, not what you want your kids to remember of childhood is mom and dad fighting nonstop.
Right. Oh, that's true. And I come from a broken home. My parents divorced when I was seven, and it's rough. I mean, I still, this many years later, I wish they would still get back together. It's impossible. But really, these are side effects. You know, we're hearing about suicide rates and depression, and divorce rates are on the rise. These are all side effects of not so much the actual coronavirus or the COVID-19, but of the environment that we're all living in. So your book, Exit Strategy, talks to what? Talks to what for the people that are listening right now that are struggling?
Yeah, sure. Exit Strategy is a book about understanding and kind of going through the divorce, from tips on if you're going to be going through it to describing the process of it, so you kind of understand it a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Divorce, for most people, is extremely scary, and a lot of it is just complete unknown. So what I try to do with this is really take some of the unknown out of it, and then also give kind of tips if you are going to end up going through it on how best to resolve the situation.
It turns out to be, I mean, when you take the emotion out of it, it turns out to be a business deal, right? This is how long we've been together. These are what we've, you know, the belongings we've gathered, and how do you dice that up?
It is. It's. I mean, when it comes, and that's what the problem that I think a lot of family law attorneys, and I'm not going to exclude myself from this, sometimes get to where, you know, we're looking at numbers on a balance sheet, but this is your life.
Right.
Then there's a lot of emotion attached to it. I've had situations where we have settled $1 million cases, and it came down to the vacuum cleaner, and both of them drew a line of sand.
yes.
It's just one of those things where it's like it makes... Me and I, actually opposing counsel in that case, both offered to buy whoever didn't get the vacuum cleaner a new vacuum cleaner.
Did you really? Oh my gosh! I went on a tram ride in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, and the guy that was with us goes, "See that house right there? That was literally cut in half by a chainsaw, and half of it was removed and it was delivered to the spouse, and then they rebuilt the other half again." It's people go crazy during this time.
They do, and it's a real expensive time to lose your cool and make emotional decisions. That's the other thing you want to try and make sure you're doing, is not making decisions that are going to either result in forcing a trial and maybe get a result that nobody's happy with, in addition to the major expense that comes to going through a contested dissolution.
So when your first suggestion was, you know, at the last step before coming to see a divorce attorney, you talk about a therapist. What if one is in on a therapist idea and the other one is out? What do you tell that person?
Well, unfortunately, it takes two to try and work on a marriage, but it only takes one needed to go ahead and end it.
Right.
And I've had situations where people are saying, you know, oh, I'll never sign. We don't need your signature. We only need the judge's signature. So it's best to try and come to grips with. If the other one is checked out of this relationship, you kind of got to get ready for it one way or the other. And sticking your head in the sand is probably the worst thing you could do.
Yeah, it's so rough. I don't wish divorce. I had one many years ago after a couple of year marriage. I don't wish it on anybody. It is the worst to go through because it's your heart, it's your wallet, it's everything, and it's both your families. You know, it's so bad. But when you're in a situation like this where people are together a lot, like we're very fortunate, my wife and I, we have a building on our property that she can go to and paint. She's an artist. I can be in my studio down here. You know, we look at each other and we go, okay, we're squaring off right now, right? Yep, you're going there, I'm going over here. So you really do have to sometimes get creative on how to, you know, especially when tensions are getting high, to just take a breath.
Absolutely. And I think the last 7 months has probably been the hardest in recent history of being able to have that time away. So you're getting to really know your spouse, and unfortunately, a lot of people are realizing they don't have much in common, or they don't really get along anymore.
Yeah, you're right there. We got Jesus in common. I know that. Exit strategy. No, seriously, sometimes when it gets down to it, that's all you got. But Exit Strategy is the name of the book. It's available on Amazon. And this is a compassionate guide to divorce if it really is the last option. Other challenges that you're having when clients are coming to you has got to be that the courts aren't as busy getting these divorces done, right?
Definitely. And they open and close left and right. I think I just got notice a little bit ago that St. Charles is now closed down for 2 weeks.
Wow.
And what we're trying to do is do as much of it over Zoom as possible or virtual hearings. But a lot of times you can't do it because the attorney, for one reason or the other, wants to have, you know, question the witness in person. They want the judge to see, you know, how the other person works. There's also the fear that maybe some outside force is texting your witness and telling them what to say as they're on the stand, which you of course can't do when you're live, but doing it virtually, we've had these problems. So it has been a challenge. I have to give credit to all the courts for really doing their best to try and work around it, but it is, every day is a new day.
Wow.
And we're some days it's good and some days it really falls behind. But yeah, I think everything's going to be pretty backlogged for a bit. So getting the contested things done are going to take a little while. The uncontested ones are still going relatively quick,
yeah.
Relatively smooth.
Yeah, and it is. You know, it's divorce is an elective, kind of like an elective surgery. And so there's delays or there's postponements, just like a boob job or just like a divorce. So you've really got to do everything you can to make that thing work. And, you know, I'll just throw this out there. Sometimes just going on a 2 week break, just, you know, go separate vacation might change your entire world. But with everything that we've got going on with these rectangles we carry around everywhere with us, it can get us into trouble because it's so much boredom. Mark, I'll just share with you, I watched the Social Dilemma. If you haven't seen it, I recommend it. I highly recommend it. But as I'm watching this documentary on social media and how it's affecting our lives, marriages, relationships, our kids' lives, I get a warning that says, hey, your average screen time for the week is 7.5 hours a day. I'm like, oh my gosh, I could have spent 7.5 hours with just my wife. And we could have went for a road trip, or we could have had a good time instead of staring at these dang screens, you know?
Absolutely. And in fact, the book even covers one of the worst things you can do during the divorce is post a bunch of things on social media.
Oh, yeah.
Either you're out having a great time or you're slamming the other person. I mean, that's all admissible. Judges look at it, too. So, yeah, I would agree with you that social media is not anyone's friend, either in probably trying to keep a relationship or when dissolving one.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you haven't, like I said, if you haven't seen that documentary, I'm screaming it from the mountaintops because it is so eye-opening. Mark Heffner is our guest here. He's a local lawyer and author of a new book called Exit Strategy. This is man-to-man. Just a question for you. You know, we're all going through this, so you're going through an isolation period just like the rest of us. How are you dealing with all this? Are you doing okay?
You know, actually, we've been very lucky. I'm lucky enough to be married to my best friend, and,
awesome.
And we've done a lot. It's not to say that, you know, we don't have our days where we wake up on the wrong side of the bed, but we're usually able to fight through them. So far, I think if nothing else, this has either done one of two things for relationships. It's either brought them closer or further apart. And in my situation, I'm very fortunate and blessed to have, I think, come closer together.
100%. You know, Andy Frisella is the owner of First Form and Supplement Superstores. I heard him early on, like within the first 2 weeks of the beginning of the pandemic, he said there's going to be two types of people. There's going to be one group that's just going to crumble and fall to the side and just not know what to do. And the other group is going to thrive, and they're going to get creative, and they're going to do big things. They're going to build their relationships and things like that. So that's really my hope for people, is to be better through this, because we're all going through it. And again, I don't wish divorce on my worst enemy. Mark Hafner, thank you so much for your time. Good luck on your book. Is there an audio version of it, a Kindle version? Talk about where we can get it.
Yeah, Amazon, the physical copy you can order, or there is a Kindle version as well.
Awesome. Mark, good luck to you and your best friend. I hope you endure this just fine, and thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.